Oh, boy.
I don't think they're going
back. I mean, do I need to hear that right now?
I don't think they're going back.
I'm going to take my putter and smash it up against your head.
Why? I mean, let's be confident for once, for the love of God.
Listen, I am confident, but why?
If you can't love this team, be confident in this team, then what's the point of even rooting for these? What's the point of even watching these games if you can't feel like your team's going to go home and beat the Phillies?
Oh. Who was that?
Morning show up in New York. Greg Giannotti and Boomer Esiason. And Giannotti said this thing's not coming back to Philly because the Mets are going to knock the Phillies out in four. You know what I say to that? No. I say we have Aaron Nola tonight and the Phillies are going to win this baseball game tonight. 215-592-9494. About an hour from now, we'll talk to Evan Roberts. You got to hear what he said about Phillies fans. He was down here for one of the games. So we'll wrap up that whole thing. It's going to be fun. So we have... Well, I know we have a bunch of fans. Fans of Phillies are going up to the game tonight, including Spike and Ike and Jack. So, you know, I expect a big Phillies contingent tonight. And I have the Phillies still in the driver's seat to win in this series. 215-592-9494. WIP's Unfinished Business Phillies playoff coverage presented by Delaware Valley Honda. All right, let's hear from Carlos Mendoza, and we'll get to all your phone calls here. Carlos Mendoza, the manager of the Mets, how he's feeling as his team gets ready for Game 3.
You guys have bounced back from a bunch of losses similar to this. How do you expect the team to come out Tuesday?
Same, you know. And we came back in the ninth inning after losing the lead. So off day tomorrow, and can't wait to play in front of our fan base. It's been a while, so we'll be ready to go.
I get why they feel good, because they don't have tonight. They don't have Aaron Nola. I think the pitching matchup tonight is pretty even. Manaea is a good pitcher, but Nola's experience in the playoffs, it matters a lot to me. He's been through a lot of these the last 2 years, and primarily, especially in this spot in the playoffs, he's pitched really well. 215-592-9494. To the phone lines here, do you still believe the Phillies are in the driver's seat to win this series? Chris in Middletown starts us off. What's up, Chris?
Happy game day, man.
It is a happy Game 3 game day. What's up, Chris?
Guys, let's start this off with a little bit of Hughes subject matter here. Public announcement. Folks in the Delaware Valley, there are still seats available for this game. They just start off around $200 a piece and then they go from there. So if you're thinking about supporting our Phillies, take a road trip. Flood the Met Stadium with the sea of red.
I like that. Yeah, hop in the car now. You know, put WIP on for the ride, Odyssey app, and go yell at the Mets for 3 hours at Citi Field. That's
sounds
a good
like
idea.
Sounds like a party.
Let's do it.
Got time. You got time. Hey, Hugh, good thing Ike's going. He's got to protect Jackie Baseball up there because, I don't know, I think, you know, he might be defending him a little bit like you had to defend Joe last year down in Atlanta. So.
I could see a scenario playing out very similar, yeah. Yeah, you're right, Chris. It's Ike that's got to hold that mantle. So you don't think Spike's going to be the one protecting Jack if something goes bad today? I don't think so either.
I don't think that's Spike's demeanor.
all 100
plant-based
pounds of
Spike. Yeah.
Anyway, Let's move on, guys. Let's get into it. Philadelphia Phillies. All right. We got some rules while you're at their house. All right? Kick the door in. Walk in with your head held high, your chest out. Be open. Own your territory and claim it. Lock in. Don't let them dictate the terms of the battle. Let them know how it'll be. We will not chase balls out of the zone. We will chase double, triple, and stolen bases. When their pitchers thrill under the pressure, we will launch the mistake in his face. Defense matters. Stay focused. Stay on task. And flash the leather when needed. Bryce Harper, take command, take the wheel, lead the way. Team, remember, the greater the obstacle, the more glory in overcoming it. It's time, it's game day, it's red October. Let's go, Philly!
See, now we're talking. Good phone call, Chris. See, how could a team with Chris behind them not be in the driver's seat, Hugh Douglas, talking about splits and 1-1?
Yeah, because they lost the game here. Lost the first game here.
That's fine. We'll win a game up there.
No, I mean, I have full faith in this team, but, I mean, it's just the reality of the situation that we're in. I mean, they did lose the game.
They did, yeah. Though I do not believe that the Phillies are going to have trouble going to New York and winning a game. It's not like it's the best home. It's Citi Field. The Phillies play there all the time.
And yeah, I mean, it's not like it's a great home atmosphere for them.
So. I'm sure it'll be loud tonight.
Do they still have the apple that they do the apple thing?
They got the apple up there, yep. You afraid of the apple?
No, I mean, it's...
Mrs. Met?
I just think it's kind of ridiculous.
The apple?
Yeah, the apple thing.
I think a lot of things about the Mets are ridiculous. I mean, the apple's just one of the things about the Mets that's silly.
Playoff pumpkin.
Playoff pumpkin. Did we see the pumpkin this weekend? Did they show
it? Well, no. I think that's for when they win a series.
Oh, that's all. So that, okay.
But isn't it going to rot?
You know, well, it's getting a little cooler this week, but yeah. This weekend it was warm. Like, when I was at the game on Saturday, we were in the sun. It felt hot. It was not pumpkin weather.
But how long does a pumpkin in general last, like when it's picked?
I don't think it lasts that long.
No, well, if it's cool, it can last a few weeks outside.
I don't know if that's the best, like, symbolism for a long playoff run.
No.
Is something that's going to rot.
I agree. The Mets are pumpkins. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Eventually it will rot.
And get ravaged by a squirrel.
Well, that's true, too. It could be taken apart. Chuck is up next on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Chuck. What are you feeling this morning?
Well, first thing, Joe, you know I enjoy you. When you and John Ritchie and Ike Reese, when you guys talk football, people should listen because you've been to the mountain.
Not all the time, but I appreciate the sentiment. I really do.
When he's not talking about defense, we try to pay attention.
Nah, he knows his football. But anyway, listen. First off, I'm a Phillies fan. I spend $9,000 a year down there, so I am a Phillies fan. But I don't understand where some of you guys are coming from. And I didn't get a chance to hear the morning show this morning. My hours have changed. But I'm going to say something to you. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you can be so confident they're going to win this series. Now, just follow my train of thought.
Okay.
I watch these guys all year. First order of business, if I'm in charge, I fire the hitting coach. Mm. I never saw a team that swings at more bad pitches in my life. And all that is discipline. That's all that is. Do you guys see all the bad pitches these guys swing at all
year? I would say it was like... The other day, it was evident when the playoffs started that they were doing it. And what made it so egregious was the fact that they talked about not doing it.
Mm-hmm. But where have you been the rest of you? They've been doing it all year.
It's because it's who they are. When you spend a lot of money on free swingers, you get guys that swing out of the strike zone. Turner and Castellanos, this is who they are.
And let me take issue with you a minute, Joe. How you can say that Aaron Nola is one of the great pitchers in the Phillies?
He is.
Let me tell you something.
Take him to task.
Keep an eye on him today. Keep an eye on him. He's going to throw 90 million pitches, and I got to take him out again in the fifth inning. You know, all that stuff we used to hear all the time. They don't hit for him. They don't field for him. They're standing out of the field for more time than what they should. They're half brain dead by the time you get to the middle innings.
You make it sound like he hasn't come up big in these spots. 2 years in a row, he has.
I don't think he's as good a pitcher as you think he is. How many total victories does he have as a Phillies pitcher?
Oh, I'm not worried about victories. I don't know, 100, something like that? I don't even know what the number is. Probably about 100
wins. How many years has he been a Phillies pitcher?
He came up in what, 2015 or 2014? 2014, summer of 2014, right?
So he's averaging 11 games a year. That's not a great pitcher, Joe.
Chuck, you don't think he's one of the 10 best Philly starters ever?
Maybe if you present it that way.
He's one of the best starters they've ever had in the franchise.
But that doesn't make him good.
Chuck, you don't think he's a good? You don't think he's a good pitcher? Come on.
He's not going to win today, Joe.
Why?
Because he's not that good.
So last year in Game 3, when he shut the Braves down, he wasn't that good. The year before, Game 3 in this same spot, 2 years in a row, he's pitched exceptionally, 2 years in a row, same spot.
Listen, all I'm accomplishing now is I'm getting you mad at me, and I don't want to do
that. Well, I'm not mad. I'm just trying to defend Aaron.
Well, I'm going to call you back tomorrow.
All right.
And
I'm
rooting for the Phillies, Joe. But, Joe, I'm going to tell you something. This is going to be a disappointing year, I'm telling you.
Well, I hope you're wrong, but we'll talk about it either way. And, Chuck, we love you and appreciate the phone call. I'm not going to be mad at Chuck. If Aaron Nola pitches poorly, I'm mad at Aaron Nola.
He kind of felt it, though. He felt like you were about to stand up. Well, it did feel like a stand-up kind of moment.
Well, you know, because, you know, Chuck said he wasn't good. I mean, you trust Nola tonight? I trust Nola tonight.
You know what's funny? I will say this, and I'm not being – it's not like I'm not trusting.
We sound like we got a doubter. A new Douglas arrives. Douglas.
No. All I'm saying is I just remember sitting here in moments where you know, there would be conversations that would be had with, like, hey, well, you know, Nola's going to give up at least two or three runs in the first couple of innings. That's just what he does. He can't be that guy tonight. I understand, you know, it's one of those things where we have confidence in him because of the postseason. But there has been conversations about Nola giving up a couple runs before he kind of settles in. That has been real conversations it's being happened. Had about that.
Look, I mean,
he can't be that tonight.
He's not Zach Wheeler. I don't expect, you know, 7 innings, 11 strikeouts, you know, 0 runs. But I believe Aaron Nola is going to pitch
tonight.
Well, that would be nice. It would be nice.
Listen, I understand he is our best option in this situation, in this scenario. But he's had his moments where, you know, it hasn't been the greatest. But I feel like tonight he needs to rise to the occasion.
I think he will. I don't know why.
I don't think he won't. Put it like, I don't think he won't. But to the caller's point, it's been times where we say, well, you know, he'll give up a couple runs.
But that's okay. I mean,
not tonight.
Well,
can't happen tonight.
Hold on. What is an acceptable outing tonight for Aaron Nola? You can't give up any runs?
One.
No, stop.
Joe.
Their lineup is good.
I understand
good.
Their lineup can hit, but I feel like momentum is on their side to a certain extent.
It is. Well, how about our bats hit?
Yeah, that too.
It sounds like you doubt the offense is showing up tonight. Because if you don't think they can win if he gets up two runs, that means they're not hitting.
I want to believe that they will. But this is the same offense that told me Friday night that they weren't going to do certain things that they went out and did for a game and a half.
They're going to chase all the time. It's who they are.
Well, they can't do that tonight.
Well, it's hard not to. If it was that easy, they would just not do it all the time.
That don't sound like you're that confident in this team tonight. They have to get it done tonight. I hope that they will.
I'm more confident in Nola than I am the offense. I believe in Nola more tonight than I do the offense. I don't know. Manaea is a good pitcher. Like, would it surprise anyone if they go hitless the first two or three innings? I wouldn't be surprised.
It all depends on how they go. Like swinging out of their boots, swinging at everything. That's not a good look. This is almost like one of them scenarios that I like to give out, the toilet seat.
Your favorite.
And you talking about, hey, I'm gonna put the toilet seat down.
Yeah.
But you keep leaving it up.
That's the offense.
Yeah. I hope that's not the case tonight.
215.
That's not a great analogy. I'm sorry.
592-9494. Every week there's a new hue on the show. We have Doubter Douglas today.
No, I'm just saying.
I sense Doubter Douglas.
I'm not doubting it because I think they win tonight, but I do hear what the caller's saying, though.
Yeah,
it's the closest to a must win.
I agree with that.
That you can have.
Well, because we're all terrified of what they're going to have to Ranger tomorrow. We just don't know. And we've seen this when the shoe's been on the other for 2 years in a row. If the Mets go up 2-1, they're going to smell blood
kiss
in the water
baby.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's going to be a kiss to baby.
They're going to want to end this thing before they come back here, all that stuff. Phillies have to win tonight. Just on Nola for a second, because it feels like, you know, last caller Chuck doesn't feel super confident in Nola. Aaron Nola has made 9 postseason starts in the last 2 years. And that doesn't include the games to get them in the playoffs. He usually is the guy on the mound for the clincher. I'm not even including those. I just mean, you know, playoff starts. St. Louis, Atlanta, San Diego, Houston, Miami, Atlanta, Arizona. 9 playoff starts the last 2 years. He pitched to a 3.70 ERA, and he has a 5-2-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. Aaron Nola's been very good in the playoffs. Kyle, do you sense Doubter Douglas over here? We have a new hue today, Doubter Douglas.
Oh, no.
And what do you? I feel good about Nola tonight. I'm not worried about Aaron Nola.
Well,
doubting, too?
Well, look,
he just, the caller brought up some valid points.
Yeah, no, like,
valid points.
I feel better than I would if Sanchez is on the mound. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Like, that's all well and good. There's a feeling in my head that the Phillies are going to need to bring the bats tonight. That's all I'm going to say.
So basically what Kyle is saying, he's kind of, it's not so much you're worried about Nola, it's you're worried about those bats.
I'm thinking like 6 innings, maybe like 4 runs.
That's not good enough.
I agree.
See, that's not
but
good
like,
enough.
But I think the Phillies are going to need to put up like 7.
6 innings, 2 runs tonight for Aaron Nola. Six innings, 2 runs. If he gives that,
he said 4.
Well, that's not good enough.
That's just where I'm at.
I expect more at Aaron. I expect more.
Look, I
got to lock it down tonight, man.
I think the Mets are going to be ready to hit, dude. I'm just saying. That's all. Like, it's nothing against Aaron Nola. Like, the Mets, like, you saw that. Like, Matt Strom laid a great pitch up there at the top of like, outside and up. And he just got a bat on it. Like, that's the way the Mets have been playing lately. Like, they're just hitting. There's nothing you can do.
I know. And look, they're a good offense. And they'll get some hits off them. I'm not expecting a no-hitter through six or seven innings. I just expect them to buckle down and get out of it.
But Nola's not like with Wheeler. You know he's going to go up there, shove maybe 99 in a playoff spot, and like say, like, F you, hit this thing. Nola doesn't have that kind of stuff.
He doesn't, but you look at the leaders this year for quality starts. He was near the top. It was Wheeler. It was you know, a couple guys in the American League. He was near the top. 215-592-9494. All right, quickly before we go back to the phones here, we did have a big piece of news out of the NFL. First coach fired this morning. Hue Douglas, the Jets got Robert Saleh clean out of there.
Man.
Fired.
You should have known that was coming when Aaron, when he tried to hug Aaron and Aaron didn't want to hug him.
Yep.
Aaron's what they call a coach killer.
He's been in time, sure. He got McCarthy out of there.
Yeah,
in Green Bay.
He's a coach killer.
He stinks now. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is half cooked. I mean, I don't think the coach is any good, but Aaron Rodgers got him fired. So, your guy, you know Jeff Ulbrich, right?
I know Jeff. Jeff was the linebacker coach with the Atlanta Falcons when I was there.
And now he's the interim head coach.
Now he's the interim head coach. Shout out to Jeff Ulbrich, man. Good dude. I remember the story behind Jeff when I was a little heavy after the COVID, the COVID thing.
You got a little heavy?
Yeah, and Jeff was like, hey, man.
What, he call you chunky or something?
Well, he was just like, hey, man, hey, you got time for them excuses, time to get to work, or something he said like that. And I was like, yeah, you're right.
Oh, well, man. That guy is a head coach now.
Ooh, I was saying, ooh.
Hold that one. That's a trivia question.
Ooh.
Which current NFL head coach called Hue chunky at one point?
Ooh, I was sitting heavy. Ooh, one tubby.
Yeah, like how much bigger tubby. Than, how many more pounds
man,
than compared to
I'm
now?
I'm probably... You know, sometimes people could think that I'm Hollis. I was close to Hollis.
Oh, wow.
Hollis is a big dude, but see, Hollis is just like, he's like rotund.
Yeah.
You know, but he's kind of muscular.
Yeah,
he's
I wouldn't
really
say
muscular.
You were rotund. You were rotund then.
Ooh. 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 Yeah.
Well, you weren't the only one that did that during the pandemic.
Yeah.
By the way, leaders in the National League in quality starts, which obviously a quality start would mean better than six innings, four runs tonight. Number one in the NL was Zach Wheeler. You know who number two was in the NL quality starts?
Nola.
Aaron Nola.
Yeah, but still. I mean, that doesn't escape the fact that there have been times.
What do you mean?
Well, there have been times, like I said, that we've sat here and we've said, you know, Aaron's decent, but he gonna give up a couple runs. That has been said.
I expect a couple runs. Four,
not tonight. Can't have that tonight.
No, hold on. He's allowed to give up a couple runs tonight.
No.
We have a lineup of $1 billion.
No,
hit.
No. Can't
what do you
do
mean
it
no?
Because, okay, since Kyle won't say it, I'll say it. Because it just feels like it might take this offense a little while to get going. I said it.
If he gives up two runs, that's more than enough for them to win the game. They can't get to three or four?
I think we need to go a couple innings without him giving up a run.
Well, that would be nice. But
would be
yeah,
nice.
You can't control that. If he gives up one in the first and nothing else the rest of the game, that's okay.
Okay, but that's not going to do good for nerves. No. If he gives up one out the gate, that ain't going to make anybody feel good.
All right, so Aaron Nola has made 9 postseason starts in his career. 9, okay? In 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, he's allowed 0 runs. 0 in 4 of the 9.
I need one of those then. Give me one of those tonight.
We're about to get some Mets.
he hasn't faced them in the playoffs.
Well, that's all that matters here.
No, history
doesn't matter, Joe.
You're saying Aaron Nola's postseason history doesn't matter? That's why he's in the spot.
He doesn't have history against the Mets.
He has a history against them. I've seen
not the postseason.
Oh, all right, that's enough.
Well, that's true. I mean, we're talking about two different animals all the time.
What are we basing the trust on? I'm basing it on.
I don't have that much trust.
I know, Doubter Douglas, and I haven't come up with the one
man.
For you
can't
yet.
Can't base non-existent trust on anything.
Well, that's fine. I'll be the Nola guy. We did this last year, and then he shoved in the playoffs.
I hope he shoves again.
You see what I'm working on here?
Yeah. All right, Bruce in D.C. What's up, Bruce?
Bruce.
All right, Hue and the crew, what's going on? How you guys doing today?
Hey, Bruce, what's up, pal?
Hey, look, about this game tonight, I'm confident that we can win on this is based on two things. So one of the things that I've been happy to hear over the last couple of days with the commentaries, especially with, you know, you all's and the narrators, one of the things that's been has been spoken on with consistency is about the bats. Now, here's the reason why I'm confident on that, because if you notice in the last game, in the sixth inning, and I think maybe in the fifth inning, they really just started to settle down. And we're talking to power hitters. One of the things that I was pleased to see was that instead of being overly aggressive with the bats, They settled down and they started taking pitches instead of swinging at the first pitch all the time early in the game. If they can just do that and be focused on at least just trying to get on base or wearing the starting pitcher down, they need to just settle down and do that because they have the ability to do that. Now, I'll be willing to make some exceptions. You know, Schwarber and Harper and even Cassidy, you know, they have the green light on that. But everybody else, nobody else needs to be swinging at the first pitches out of the zone. It seems like the whole lineup has a propensity to do that. So if they don't do that and they simply get, because one of the things I'm trying to, I don't buy this crap. Oh, they're not built like that. That's bull crap. It's not about being built like, look, this is the playoffs. And they need to be thinking about that. And I hope just tells them about that and settle down and do that with as far as the batting approach. If they do that, then they're going to win this game. And they're going to get a couple of runs early in the game. And that gives them that has a good effect on Nola. Nola makes it to seven innings, and I think the bullpen. I think that they're going to be okay.
I do too. I think they're going to settle down, Bruce. I mean, they've given up some hits on some, especially Strom, some weird pitches. Bruce, we appreciate. I think they're going to settle down. And as far as the selectivity tonight, yeah, hopefully they are selective and they get Manaea out of the game because he's a good pitcher. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls coming up on the other side. Are the Phillies in the driver's seat for this series? I say yes. Doubter Douglas doesn't believe so. Kyle's not confident in Nola. I feel good today. And these guys over here, they're putting doubt in my mind. We'll let you hear what they're saying up in New York about you. Yes, you. You're going to hear this. Evan Roberts, our guest today at 11:30. He's got to defend himself after what he said yesterday. He ripped people here in Philadelphia after coming to the games this weekend. You'll hear that next. Your phone calls, 215-592-9494, as we get set for Game 3, Mets-Phillies on Sports Radio 94 WIP.